Monday. First Monday in May, ladies and gentlemen. Right there, Cinco de Mayo. How you doing? I am Scott Henin, without Todd Mitchell, who is sunning himself in sunny Cancun, Mexico, with his new bride after a successful weekend of festivities. Glad to have you aboard on What's on Your Mind. So since I don't have a podna on the air, this means more time for you, the fine listeners of What's on Your Mind, to join the program today. 800-228-0550 is the telephone number. Hope it's on your speed dial. Then we know you really love us. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com is the email address. We have a Facebook page where you can weigh in there as well if you like. On the program today, two guests, one at the bottom of this hour, is the Libertarian Party candidate for the U.S. House in North Dakota. There's a three-way race there. Congressman Kevin Cramer, the incumbent, who joins us regularly as part of Talk Radio Town Hall to answer your questions. Therefore, we want to make sure we're offering his opponents ample opportunity to have their voice be heard here as well, since folks come November will have a chance to decide whether Kevin Cramer stays in that spot or is replaced by one of the challengers, and one of those is the Libertarian Party candidate, Jack Seaman. So Jack will join us. We've invited, by the way, George Sinner a number of times, so far has not taken us up on that opportunity, but we'll continue to invite him and hear from him as well. Next hour, Curly Haugland is going to be here. Curly is a longtime North Dakota business person, also been in the leadership of the Republican National Committee for a lot of years as the National Committeeman from North Dakota. He really knows the rules inside and out, and he is headed to the Memphis spring meeting of the Republican National Committee with a move in hand that's received some attention nationally for an open convention. The rules changed in the last go-around of the presidential election to benefit Mitt Romney, and that rule now provides an opportunity for basically an open convention, which would mean that whoever the nominee is would not actually be decided until the convention itself, rather than the usual where you have somebody in. Basically it's a coronation is what these things have become. So we're going to talk with Curly about this rule and the ramifications behind it coming up on the program today. A little later on in the program, at any point in the program, I have a question on the amount of jobs available in North Dakota. If you had to say what's the thing we need more of in North Dakota, it's people to fill jobs. I mean, there's more jobs open than there are people in North Dakota. And it's everywhere. It's not just an oil patch thing. It's everywhere. Look at the amount of things that are being done. The little signs up front of businesses, jobs open, signs in their door. My question, and maybe this will, kind of a real people poll here. I've got a couple of real people poll questions today on the program. Want to know what you would like to see employers offer in the way of incentives to maybe incentivize you to think about switching jobs. What should employers offer that they don't currently offer that would get you to consider one of those open jobs? I'd like to know the answer to that today. And Benghazi is in the focus. A lot of Benghazi talk since Friday during the program. News broke that Speaker of the House John Boehner had decided to go ahead and bring the question of a select committee to the floor. And so a lot of the news stories over the weekend were dominated by Benghazi. David Plouffe, who was a former top advisor to Barack Obama, came out guns a-blazing this weekend and said the following about this whole Benghazi thing.
This has been politicized like we've never seen before. And I think what's happening, Richard Nixon talked about a silent majority back in 1968. There's a very loud, delusional minority that's driving our politics, that's in control of the Republican Party. There's no conspiracy here at all.
All right, loud, delusional minority and no conspiracy on Benghazi. The idea being, hey, just make this go away. They're going to make a lot of noise. So real people poll whether you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, something indifferent, you're apolitical, whatever. Do you feel comfortable that we know all we need to know about Benghazi? Or would you like the minority in the House to continue to press to get a select committee, get whatever? To Benghazi or not to Benghazi? You tell me what you think about that today on the program, too, okay? So there's a couple of questions on my mind. Whatever's on yours, welcome. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Tom in Grand Forks, you're first to go on What's on Your Mind. Welcome to the program, Tom. How you doing?
Oh, Morning, Scott. How you doing? Yeah, definitely to Benghazi. And I'd kind of like to ask a rhetorical question here. If I provided a law enforcement officer with phony or forged identification, what would happen to me? I'd go to jail, right?
Yeah, that would not be that'd not go over well with law enforcement. Yes, sir.
How come nobody's asking about the phony birth certificate that was posted by Barack Obama on the internet? That was torn apart in less than 24 hours and proved to be a phony 6 months later by some government institution. How come he's not being charged with that?
There is another one of those issues that I think, quite honestly, the Democratic majority loves when it comes up because they see it as one that provokes a lot of yawns from the majority of voters. You know, there's a small group of folks that watch that very closely, but the vast majority of people do not. They run from that issue. But you don't, Tom, it seems. Tom left. Tom left us. Okay, Sam in West Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Sam, what's your take on the news today?
Hey, Scott. You know, the general public, I don't believe the Benghazi issue is partisan. I do, in my mind, think that both Republicans and Democrats, general public, would like to know more answers, would like to get to the bottom of it. That's if they care. I mean, so many general public just doesn't care. But if you have any patriotism at all, you'd want to, much like the Watergate thing, I mean, there were both Republicans and Democrats that wanted answers to what went on, just like I think we do. But the professional career politicians, they take their sides and you know, and then the media, they're just so skilled at brushing this under the rug and making little of it. And well, that was different in Watergate, where they smelt blood in the water and they really wanted to get the scoop, you know, where now it's, I think the general public would like to get the answers. I do.
Well, I mean, this attack was the first of its kind to ever lead to the death of a U.S. envoy in like 20 plus years. You had the two variations of Al-Qaeda involved in the attacks, right?
And with what little news stories about it, it's clear that there's lying going on. So,
By the way, this happened on September 11th, 2012. All right, so we're year and a half ago. This happened now. President Obama at the time said, "Hey, we're gonna make sure the people that did this are going to face justice." And guess what? That hasn't happened yet.
I've been so sad that the Benghazi story has sort of faded away because I just thought, holy cow, what a crime. Gosh.
Yeah, get to the bottom of it.
It was a crime. I mean, you know, from what I've heard in the news, Obama killed those people, those Americans in Benghazi. He killed them. He had options, he had choices, and he chose to let them die.
You know enough, you believe in the investigation, to believe that there was that much negligence in duty.
You know, it wouldn't even have taken a special forces SEAL team to save the day. 12 regular soldiers with M16s could have defended that site and maybe saved lives. So it wouldn't have taken some, you know, super force to have they would have just taken some mobilization. And like the one guy said earlier today on one program, it would have taken 1 hour and 15 minutes airtime to get there.
Sam, appreciate your comments today. Thanks for calling 800-228-0550. Question, to Benghazi or not to Benghazi, do you want these investigations to continue? Do you feel like you have enough answers? Do you think this is about politics? That's what the argument from the left is. This is just about a gotcha game with President Obama. It has nothing to do with getting to the truth. It's a loud, delusional minority driving our politics today. Or is it about getting to the truth? By the way, it took the State Department 18 months to release documents requested on Benghazi. 18 months. January of last year, the only known suspect in custody was released. And August of 2013, nearly a year after the attack, the Department of Justice filed their first criminal charges over the attack. So they finally got around to charges about a year later, found one suspect, and he was released by Tunisia back in January 13th. There is some polling out there that suggests that you, the American people, want Congress to continue to probe into Benghazi, about 60%. That was, by the way, before this email revelation last week. But so far, the caller is saying, yeah, this is appropriate. But welcome all opinions on this. It will be it'll be a tough slog for Republicans because they will go against the administration, the Democratic majority in the Senate, and the media on this one. What do you want? 800-228-0550. Let us know what's on your mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Remember when animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers who raise animals for food in our great state? There was one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, that decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices. And the measure passed with nearly 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress that made this country great. Learn more about all the Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your North Dakota Farm Bureau. Find out more at ndfb.org.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We're back on What's on Your Mind, and we want to know. 800-228-0550. Two questions on my mind today. On the local front, how can we help employers that are looking for their top need, their number one thing? People, human capital. That's what they need. There are more job openings in the great state of North Dakota than there are unemployed people to fill them. So employers need people. And there's a lot of different ideas being thrown out there, different incentives and whatnot. That would be helpful maybe for employers that are looking to hire people to hear from folks that have jobs now they're happy with. What would it take for you to consider another job? Is there something out there that would cause you to go, you know, I like this job, but my gosh, that's intriguing. What would it be? 800-228-0550. That's kind of my local question today because it seems to be just continuing to dominate the news. On the national front, big story Friday forward after the appointment of a select committee was suggested by the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, whether or not we need more answers on Benghazi. And two schools of thought. One, this is bad politics. This distracts from, you know, the Obamacare. One of the arguments, and just so you know, I think the fact that there are family members that don't yet have answers on why loved ones, you know, were claimed overseas on a United States mission, that reason alone is enough to continue to press until you feel like you've exhausted every possibility to get answers. And that combined with this email that came out last week that was requested, you know, months and months ago, all of a sudden appears, says, maybe there's a little bit of a cover-up going on here. I think they ought to proceed. I do think this will come at a political cost. I do. Because I don't think the vast majority of Americans care about this. That's sad, but I don't think they do. And I think they'll see it as, Benghazi becomes sort of just like, give it up already. Well, people died, and we don't have all the answers. So why wouldn't you want to continue it? But politically, some, I think, would say, well, focus on jobs and the economy and Obamacare. You get more people to your side on that. Who's right? Should they continue to press, or is this a distraction? Two questions I have on my mind today, and welcome yours on any and all topics today at 800-228-0550. Nathaniel and Bismarck is next. You're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Nathaniel.
I got a few points to make. One is, have you read these emails that you've been talking about?
Yeah, well, the email last week from this Ben Rhodes, who was the National Security Advisor, the subject was, you know, prep for Susan. You know, a lot of this centers around the fact that 5 days after the attack, Susan Rice goes out on national TV, an advisor to President Obama, and blames a video. When hours after, they knew it wasn't a video, they suspected Al-Qaeda, and, they're coaching her to say, hey, go out and say the president's the real leader on this, and, you know, say some things that were not accurate. So that was the most recent one. Now, the White House said, well, that was, they really tried to dance on the head of the pin about that particular email. But to answer your question, yes, certainly read that email.
You read that email?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you understand that when this situation happened in Benghazi, there was a crowd of people outside the embassy in Cairo, which forces were sent to protect, as well as the embassy in Libya, that forces were not available to protect? You're aware that there was actually a crowd of people protesting the video outside the consulate in Benghazi? Are you aware of that?
Again, that's why I think we need a select committee or whatever to get to the bottom of it. I think from everything I've heard from people that were in the military and party to this, they don't believe the video played a part in the attack on the consulate. Now, were there protests about a video? Yeah, but I mean,
I know that when the video was shown, the protest began in Cairo, Egypt, and another attack happened in Benghazi. A crowd of people formed outside Benghazi, and a small group of people within that crowd started attacking the consulate and ended up killing these four people. Now, what I know about that is, if I have someone on the ground who's going to give me information and tell me who this was, who may be very well inside the group that attacked or know enough about the group to identify someone, the last thing I'm going to do is give information directly to the American people or to anybody asking questions to put it on the news as a political point, or just say, well, Obama lied or Susan Rice lied or Hillary Clinton lied. What I'm going to do is ensure, first of all, that the men on the ground are safe, that there's no way they can be linked to the information that we put out nationally because it's coming out in the newspapers. But most of the people that talk about Benghazi do not know that there was a crowd protesting the movie that was shown on YouTube at the consulate in Benghazi. Now, if I'm going to send in, say, like the guy said earlier, a force of 12 people, okay, I send in a force of 12 people and they end up killing a few of the people that are actually doing the attacking and 200 civilians, then what would the stance be? What would the protest be? That the Obama administration is killing hundreds of civilians just to protect four Americans. I'm not sure that that would happen, but the way this whole administration thing has been going from the very beginning, that we will see the president fail, which means we will see the choice of the majority of Americans fail. If these Americans who voted by our constitutional right, they fail. They don't get anything.
Let me cut to the chase, Nathaniel, with you. And by the way, you know, there was some testimony last week in one of the committees where I heard a general who was part of the chain of command, he wasn't at the top of the chain of command, say that they knew instantly that they were wanting to go in there and help protect that because they knew it was more than the folks you're talking about. So a little bit of a difference of opinion on what was the reasoning for not going in there. But Nathaniel's hung up, so I can't ask him the question, which is simply, do you know enough to say enough already, shut it off, forget it, move on, or should there be further investigation? That's the question at hand. Gary Dickinson, what's your take? You're on What's on Your Mind.
Hello?
Hi, sir. Go ahead.
Hi. Yes, about this Benghazi affair, I picked up immediately, and I was really disgusted about the lies that were fed about the Benghazi affair, and I think it was strictly political. I mean, for instance, if Barack Obama's two daughters and his wife were there in the compound, he would do more than view it on television with a few of his buddies and say, my goodness, and go upstairs and have dinner. It takes, you know, a lot of motivation in his case to get the commander-in-chief to act like one. And I don't think that he was acting to defend American lives. And there are things that he could have done. We did have multiple assets where some of the lives could have been saved. Or at the very least, we could have sent a message to those people that were acting as an enemy at the time that we won't stand for this kind of thing and that we are proud Americans and we draw the line. So that's my point.
Stay at it is what you're saying, Gary.
Well, yeah, I mean, if his wife and children were there in the compound, then he would have been motivated to act. And, you know, other than just the fact that it's his job to secure Americans and to look after our assets wherever they are in the world.
Gary, appreciate the call. Gary and Dickinson today. Okay. Others waiting to weigh in. Bob in Williston, John in Grand Forks get you in here. And we're also going to talk with the Libertarian Party candidate for Congress, Jack Seaman, when we come back. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here. And I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Good morning, Scott, on What's on Your Mind. The Benghazi. You know, this is a political argument, and, you know, we've got to, the Democrats are saying this is political. Forget all that. What about Obama's promise to be the most transparent administration we've ever seen? What? You know, throw that up in their face. Bunch of liars. Bye.
All right. Appreciate the call. Bob Williston, where'd Bob Williston go? Had him there a second ago, but let's get John and Grand Forks in, and we'll get to our guest and welcome more of your calls on this as we go throughout the day. By the way, transparency, 18 months to release the documents on this. 18 months. So fair point by the caller, I think. John, Grand Forks, what's your take?
Well, the burning question I have about Benghazi, other than the ambassador, the three other men apparently had some very good military training background. Now, the one guy was killed after he tainted a target. Now, either that guy was really dumb or he had some credible information that there would be some sort of an airstrike coming in within a matter of seconds, and because you can't hold it on, that you can't bait that target very long. That's what I'd like to know. Was the guy that dumb, or did he really understand that, you know, an airstrike was coming in? I'd like that one answered. I think that's a real telling question. So.
No, all right, John, thanks for the call. Most of our callers have said, you know, they want some answers. I got one. I tried to get, you know, he did talk about some of the protests, so I didn't get a vote out of them, but vast majority of folks have called so far in a Real People poll say press on. Becky emails, the majority of the American people will take a very serious laser look at the Benghazi events the day the Gestapo knock on their door. People by nature tend to flat out refuse to learn the lessons of history, to think this administration isn't capable of evil, cold disregard for what happened to our fellow citizens is nothing less than sheer foolishness. Many of us see what is sizing up in our country, and we are preparing for it. Emails Becky. All right. Jack Seamus here. Jack is the Libertarian Party candidate for U.S. House in North Dakota. Last week, the first debate of the congressional race happened between the incumbent, Republican Kevin Cramer, the Democratic challenger, George Sinner, and the Libertarian Party candidate, Jack Seamus. So we thought we'd check in with Jack and get an update on his campaign. Good morning. Welcome back to the program, Jack. How are you?
Hey, very good, Scott. And thanks a lot for having me on. I heard you say earlier that Mr. Sinner has so far declined your offer of appearing on a show, and that's too bad. Anytime he turns you down, I'll gladly take his spot.
All right. There you go. We, as I mentioned, Congressman Kevin Cramer is a weekly guest of ours in the Talk Radio Town Hall, and as a incumbent member of Congress, obviously the senators, and in the case of Congressman Cramer, has afforded us regular access. I think that's important to folks. But obviously, we're coming into campaign season, so you have a choice, and we want to make sure you hear from the candidates. When Kevin's on, it's generally topics that, you know, questions that come from the audience, specifically about his role as a member of Congress rather than quote-unquote politicking. But nonetheless, we realize there's a race out there, and it's one of the reasons we invite Jack to join us and Mr. Sinner as well. So first of all, on the debate, give us your assessment. How'd it go?
I thought it went pretty well. I was really excited to be a part of it. And as you know, Scott, this is my first time running for office, so I don't have a whole lot of experience that I brought to the table. But I thought I held my own, and I really enjoyed the fact that the North Dakota Newspaper Association had the journalistic integrity to pose one question to it, and then all three of us would have an opportunity to answer that question so the panelists couldn't pick and choose who they were asking questions to. Usually in these debates, the third-party candidate seems to field fewer questions than the establishment party candidates, and with the format of that debate, that was avoided. So I really appreciate that.
What do you see as the issue in this particular race? What's the folks you talk to, where you're out campaigning, what are folks most concerned about?
Well, the biggest thing I hear out on the campaign trail is just the overall apathy of the voters and the fact that so many people are fed up with Republicans and Democrats and lack of work being done in Washington that actually benefits the American people. They see a lot of gridlock. They see a lot of bickering back and forth, and it's been this way for a long time. And I think the apathy is finally getting high enough to where they're giving a serious consideration to a third-party candidate like myself. People are looking for more options.
And is there a particular issue that has motivated them to look outside the two parties?
The one that I seem to ring true with when I talk to people is just the fact that our nation is in such a state of financial disrepair, and we absolutely must do something to fix it, and we must do something immediately. People are very well aware that we're approaching $18 trillion in national debt, and we have to do something about it. And Congress just doesn't seem to want to step up and hit a home run out of the park. And that's what the American people are looking for, and that's what people in North Dakota are looking for. North Dakota is a very prosperous state, and we're doing great, but we can look outside our borders and see that, you know, things in the economy are not that great outside of North Dakota, and the debt just continues to rise, and people are looking for somebody to do something about it.
800-228-0550, by the way, is our toll-free telephone number if you have a question or comment for Jack Seaman. We're just talking with some of the listeners about Benghazi. And John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, has suggested a select committee is necessary now in the wake of allegations last week that the White House had not been forthcoming with all the information. A new email came out, you know, with some guidance for Susan Rice, who's going on some of the Sunday shows, to give a version of the events that internally we know were different than the facts. So that's brought that issue up front and center again. A lot of our listeners, when we ask the question, you know, is this something you want answers on? Or is it time to move on, say, you know, keep going, keep pressing? What's your take on that?
I agree with your listeners, Scott. 18 months to get this information released, and what exactly are they trying to cover up? I'm pleased that the Speaker has, you know, looked into having a select committee get that formed, and maybe we can get some real answers. I mean, American lives were lost, and the American people deserve to know the truth, and it's just that simple.
Dean in Bismarck has a question for our guest, Jack Seaman, a candidate for the U.S. House in North Dakota. Go ahead, Dean.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know what? I'm all for the third party, but, you know, there's been the last few in other states where they had the third party involved and where they feel afterward that's where some of the Republicans lost out because the third party got in there and took a lot of votes away from the Republicans and the Democrats and not winning the race because of that reason.
Certainly that debate is there. Dean makes the point that a Libertarian Party candidate in a three-way race ends up electing a Democrat. What do you say to that, Jack?
Well, historically speaking, Dean, on a national level, Libertarians have pulled more votes from Democrats than they have from Republicans by about 2 or 3 percentage points. So we draw votes from both parties equally, but I'm not in this race to run a shave race. I mean, I'll accept votes from any Republican or Democrat. There's a lot of frustrated ones out there, but there's a huge amount of people that were so apathetic about it that they didn't even vote in the last congressional election. I think voter turnout was somewhere in the neighborhood of 43%. That leaves about 57% of eligible North Dakota voters that didn't cast a ballot for either party. And those are the voters that I'm going after. I'm bringing my own demographic to this race.
Why are you a libertarian? And have you always been a libertarian, or did you at one point become disillusioned with the one party or the other?
Yeah, I became disillusioned with the Republican Party. My dad was always a Republican, and he still is. But, you know, I grew up voting Republican and thinking Republican Party was the party for me. And then around 2008, I started to discover Ron Paul, and the light kind of went off for me that, hey, this libertarian thing agrees more to me personally as far as their platform than the Republican Party does. And what really sealed the deal for me, Scott, was the treatment that Ron Paul got in the 2012 presidential election. And that's the day that I signed up and became an official member of the Libertarian Party.
Is there a, besides the treatment of Ron Paul, any core issue that said enough already where, in your view, the Libertarian Party got it closer to correct?
Sure. The Libertarian Party is much more conservative fiscally than the Republican Party is. I wouldn't say we're extreme, but we're making a number one priority of shrinking spending in the federal government and reducing the size and scope of the federal government. We're willing to take whatever steps necessary to change the dialogue in Washington and get this stuff addressed. And on the flip side of that, we're socially accepting. So some of the stuff that Republicans don't like on the social side, libertarians embrace. And really, Scott, I think it's a synopsis of most voters out there. Most voters out there are fiscally conservative. They want the government to shrink, stay out of their lives, not tax them so much, don't spend all my money. At the same time, some of these social issues that people make a big deal out of really don't need to be made a big deal out of at all, because people should be free to live their lives as they see fit. And that's what Libertarian Party is all about.
Jim, calling from Burke County today. Question for our guest, Jack Seaman, Libertarian Party candidate for Congress in North Dakota. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, I had a comment on Benghazi. Is that okay?
Sure.
I think there's a double standard involved here. I don't know if you guys remember Beirut Civil War, October 23rd, 1983. Reagan was president. George Shultz was the Secretary of State. Islamic Jihad drove two car suicide bombers into our barracks in Beirut, killed 241 Marines, very little, if any, security. Nobody was hung out to dry. It was a tragedy. We mourned the loss, and we moved on. And then there's 9/11. Both of these tragedies were under Republican presidents. Condoleezza Rice served several more years. George Shultz served six more years after these tragedies. And I don't remember any witch hunt like we've got going on now.
So Benghazi's a witch hunt to you?
Absolutely. I think there probably is some fire where there's smoke, but they should have realized this was a terrorist attack from the beginning and called it what it was and moved on. Four people were killed. 241 were killed in Beirut and 3,000 killed in New York. And I don't remember Condoleezza Rice or George Bush or George Shultz or Reagan being crucified like we're doing now. I think it's all politics.
All right, Jim, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Any comment on that, Jack?
Well, I think that there was some cover-up involved here, and I don't remember the specifics. I was a little too young in 83 for the attack in Beirut, but I think the smoking gun here is the cover-up and the fact that they were trying to paint this in a different light, and they're sending emails telling people to talk about it a certain way. Obviously, you know, somebody screwed up, and they're trying to cover their tracks, and we need to find out exactly what happened so we can prevent something like this from happening again.
Short break, back with more with our guest Jack Seaman after the break. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
If you're looking for an easy, clean, and safe way to haul more loads of grain every day, the Roltec electric system from AgriCover converts manual opening hopper bottoms and side locking tarps into electric. It makes loading and unloading hassle free. This completely integrated system uses the same wireless remote to control both hoppers and a roll tarp, keeping your driver out of the dust, rain, and harm's way. Schedule your install today by calling a dealer near you. Find a dealer online at RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Monday, 5 May. Some of you had snow this weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
Can't believe that. Yeah. We have an odd weather situation, without question. And feel for the farmers trying to get in the field there. Anyway, 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Taking a look at how we're looking weather-wise around the region, by the way, before we continue our conversation with Jack Seaman. Jack is the Libertarian Party candidate for Congress in North Dakota. 41 and overcast in Jamestown. Bismarck, 42 and overcast. Minot, 37. There's sun in Williston. Yes, it's sunny in Williston, 44 degrees at this hour. Tioga, 37. Stanley, 37. 38 in Watford City at this hour. What am I missing? Fargo, 42 and overcast. Grand Forks, 38 degrees. Sydney, Montana, 43 and sunny. So even with the sun, it's not all that warm. Get down to South Dakota, I guess. You warm up a little bit. 52, Aberdeen, Mobridge, 50. Lemon, 41 degrees. Miles City, Montana at 44. And a little trip around the region here. Alexandria, 45 and overcast. Mostly cloudy, 43 in the Detroit Lakes. 10 before the hour. Your questions or comments welcome for our guest, Jack Seaman, Libertarian Party candidate for U.S. House. Back to open phone time at the beginning of next hour, and Curry Hoglund will be here to talk about an open convention to select the Republican nominee in 2014. What exactly does that mean? We're going to find out about a rule that might provide that opportunity where the candidate for president on the Republican Party side would not be selected until the actual convention with a number of candidates. So I'll get you the scoop on that coming up on the program. All right, Jack, Obamacare is something we hear a lot about from our listeners. And repeal Obamacare, some suggest. Others suggest, hey, the train's left the station. We just got to try and do our best to fix it. What's your position on Obamacare?
I would vote to repeal Obamacare. You know, it's obviously an unconstitutional mandate. And I think that the solution to health care is a true free market. And what that means is less federal government regulations and mandates. I think that we could also decouple health insurance from the employer-employee relationship and just let individuals go out and purchase insurance from any company they want, anywhere in the country, at any level of protection that they want. And I think that we could allow people to have up to $100,000 tax-free in a health savings account so they have their insurance that covers them. And in case of catastrophe, then they have a savings account that's tax-free that they can fall back on.
By the way, a breaking story out of the U.S. Supreme Court this morning. The U.S. Supreme Court ruling today that a town in New York State did not violate the U.S. Constitution's ban on government endorsement of religion by allowing prayers before its monthly meetings, in a decision likely to guide how local governments throughout the U.S. handle the question. The court said on a 5-4 vote that officials in the town of Greece, Greece, New York, did not violate the law when picking prayer givers who were overwhelmingly Christian. Even the plaintiffs challenging the practice in Greece, a Rochester, New York suburb of 100,000 people, conceded that some types of non-sectarian prayers are permitted under the Constitution. So many are touting that as a victory for religious liberty and a reminder the Constitution does not remove religion from the public sphere. You got a reaction to that today, Jack?
I haven't had a chance to read that particular story, but I say that's a win. It seems pretty simple to me that if a local government decides that they want to have a prayer before their meeting, those that wish to participate can, and those that don't want to participate don't have to. That seems pretty cut and dry to me.
Kind of a head-scratcher, that one, even challenged, isn't it? But it takes all kinds these days, I guess. Let's get another call in for Jack. Ed in Bismarck, your question for Jack Seaman. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, Ed. Go ahead.
Yeah, my question is, where's his stand on Social Security and Medicare?
All right, Jack.
Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, appreciate it. These programs need to be reformed. They're some of the biggest expenditures to the federal government and the biggest drivers of our national debt. And nobody wants to really talk about it or tackle the issue head on, but we simply have to. They're unsustainable, and we can't continue down this path. Social Security, we need to protect the people that have paid in over the course of their entire lives, and they deserve the benefits that they've paid to receive. But younger people should be able to opt out. We need to find a way to make Social Security optional for younger people. And there's got to be a way that we can map that out and reduce the expense to the American taxpayer. Medicare and Medicaid, I believe we should take that money from a federal level, and we should block grant it to the states and let each state run their own Medicare and Medicaid system. If we did that, Ed, we'd have 50 centers of innovation and best practices that all of us could learn from and implement in our own states.
All right, Ed hung up, but I think he turned the radio up to hear, listen to the rest of your answer. Ed from Bismarck, appreciate the call as well. Yeah, the 10th Amendment doesn't get enough attention and or respect of our Constitution, giving states the right to do exactly what you're suggesting, does it, Jack?
Pardon me, I didn't catch that, Scott.
I said the 10th Amendment needs more respect at every level, doesn't it?
Absolutely. States' rights is something we need to get back to. That's a fundamental of our country, and this federal government is just overreaching and out of control, and anything we can do to take power away from the federal government and give it back to the states and the people, I'm all for it.
Jack Seaman, the Libertarian Party candidate for U.S. House in North Dakota, thanks for joining us today, taking a couple of calls, answering questions. Good luck on the campaign trail. We'll chat again.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate the time.
Back to your calls at 800-228-0550 on anything that might be on your mind. And question, what would it take for you to look at another job? What incentives should prospective employers that are desperate for new employees be considering? Tell us what you think. 800-228-0550. More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash, now open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and two heated bays. Do folks need to call ahead, Megan?
Absolutely not. It's first come, first serve, but please call us for wait times. Our phone number is 701-628-1550.
How's things going?
Very well. We've been getting busy now that spring has sprung. As you had mentioned, we are starting to get busier and busier every day.
The North Dakota Truck Wash on the Truck Bypass south of Senex, Stanley. Come on in.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.